I'm Mary Engish, and in the studio is Charlie Nardozzi.
Yay! Hi, Mary.
Hi. Well, we had a rainy spring, and then a droughty summer, and then an early snow, but yet, you, Charlie Nardozzi, have some ideas for how to sow seeds, even in the snow and over the winter.
Just when you thought you were done with gardening, Charlie Nardozzi comes up with another thing you can sow in the middle of winter, and this is called winter sowing native perennials. And the idea behind this is that a lot of our native perennials need to go through a winter period to break their dormancy.
Ah.
So the time to sow them, if you want to propagate a whole bunch of them yourself, is now. So the benefit of doing this, of course, is if you have a meadow or if you have a pollinator garden and you want to grow some more native perennials in those gardens, you can spend a bundle of money in the spring buying plants, or you can grow a lot of them from seed. And they grow well from seed. You just have to be patient. It's going to take a few more years to get a big plant that's going to look really nice in the landscape. The first thing you want to do is get the right seeds. You want to get native perennials. Luckily, there's a group over in Maine called the Wild Seed Project, and they are a nonprofit, and they have all great educational information on how to do this, as well as packets of seed. Look for native seeds because that's going to increase the biodiversity of all the plants that are out there, and they're the ones that will grow the best. So first thing you want to do is find a shady spot in your landscape, and then create a box, kind of like a cold frame box out of wood is a nice material to use, but you want to elevate it enough so that when you put the pot in there, the top of that box is above where the pots are. Then you get 4 or 6 inch diameter containers, fill them up with potting soil, amended with some compost, and then with your seeds you got, it could be bee balm, it could be rebeckia, asters, milkweed, joe pieweed, a whole bunch of ones you can sow this time of year. You put the seeds in each one of those pots, and you put a lot of seeds in there. You want to crowd the seeds in there so they're an eighth to a quarter of an inch apart. Cover them with coarse sand that's about the same depth as the diameter of those seeds. So some of them will have just a very thin layer. And then cover the whole ground area on top of this, on top of that cold frame that you made, with hardware cloth, a quarter inch mesh hardware cloth to keep the rodents and the birds out.
Okay.
That's important for the winter. Then just leave it. You just leave it there. You let it rain on it, snow on it, freeze, thaw, all those things. These are the things that are going to stratify those seeds so that they will germinate in the spring. Come spring, once they start growing, once they get pretty big, then you can actually transplant them, but transplant them into one pot larger than the one you have. Do not separate them out at this point.
Okay.
Leave them all clumped together. Put them back in the cold frame, let them grow, maybe move some that like sun, like the milkweeds, into a sunnier spot. And then in the fall, you put them back in there, protect them again. And then the next spring, you can start pulling them out, dividing them, and planting them. So it's a nice way to get a lot of perennials with a little bit of effort. You just have to do it now.
And yes, we will put that link in vermontpublic.org, All Things Gardening web post, so people can check that out. Charlie, we've got questions. This one from Louise in Cosa Yuna, New York. Hi, Charlie. My yard has many, many mole tunnel mounds. How do I get rid of them? This is a large fenced dog yard. I need a method that will not hurt the dogs. Also, we are away during the 4 months of summer. And Louise writes, by the way, my dogs, 15 and 17-year-old Cairn Terriers, who are apparently retired, as they should instinctively control these moles. They did kill one this fall. Thank you very much.
Oh, there you go. Well, now that your dogs are retired, you might have to be a little more proactive. The best thing to control moles would be castor oil. And castor oil is a natural material that you can sprinkle around either in pellet or in liquid form. And that creates a smell that the moles and voles and mice don't like, and they get all agitated and they take off. Moles are most active in the spring, so if you can at least do it then, maybe you can drive them away and they don't come back into the yard. Otherwise, you might have to have some friends or family coming over and control the moles for you.
Next one from Roberta in Montpelier. Roberta writes, on a recent radio show, you mentioned using castor oil pellets to deter moles in the garden. Do you know if those are okay to use in vegetable gardens? Any advice would be welcome so that the moles don't eat the asparagus over the winter.
Yeah, we've had that question too. yes, I believe that they are. If you're really concerned about it, what you can look for are some of the mole repellents that castor oil is the active ingredient, but it's the other things they put in there they often don't list that could be the concern. Some of those products out there have botanicals in there. So the botanicals could actually make the smell less offensive to us, but also it could be something that's not going to be harmful to any of the animals or people who eat the vegetables.
Okay. Send questions to gardening@vermontpublic.org and find this podcast wherever you listen to your favorites. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.